KUA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel remains on high alert for an escalation with Hezbollah after one of the top leaders of the Palestinian Hamas was killed in a strike in Beirut. That strike was widely blamed on Israel and heightened the risk of a broader Middle East conflict. Saleh Arouri was one of the most senior Hamas members slain since the war in Gaza erupted nearly 3 months ago. Dozens of Palestinians held a protest in the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah Tuesday to demand the release of prisoners. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
They held up pictures of prisoners at a sit-in organized outside the building housing the International Committee of the Red Cross. Among the protesters was Amal Nafi, who is worried about her 66-year-old husband as he sits in prison.
We are worried about our people in prison. We have people, children, we have old men, we have people sick. Our message for the whole world, we want them to stand very fast with them.
More than 8,000 Palestinians are held by Israel on security-related charges or convictions, according to Palestinian figures. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Israel says it will defend itself against genocide accusations at the World Court filed by South Africa.
South Africa launched the case at the International Court of Justice at The Hague in the Netherlands. The African nation says the magnitude of death, destruction, and humanitarian crisis in Gaza from the Israeli military campaign against Hamas meets the threshold of genocide under international law. Elon Levy, an official in the Israeli Prime Minister's office, said,
"The State of Israel will appear before the International Court of Justice at The Hague to dispel South Africa's absurd blood libel."
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with the war, despite growing international pressure to scale back the offensive to protect Palestinian civilians. I'm Karen Chamas.
And this is VOA News. Explosions at an event honoring a prominent Iranian general slain in a U.S. airstrike in 2020 have killed at least 20 people and wounded 40 others. A report Wednesday by Iran's state-run news agency quotes Dr. Mohammad Saberi, the head of Kerman Emergency Services, for the figure. The blast struck an event marking the fourth anniversary of the killing of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's elite Quds force, who died in a U.S. drone strike in Iraq in January 2020. It's not immediately clear what caused those blasts. Evacuees have spent nights in sports halls and school gymnasiums commonly used as evacuation centers after Monday's magnitude 7.6 quake in western Japan, which left more than 60 people dead.
In Suzu, Kasuo Kobatake tells the Associated Press, "While barefoot, I quickly came to this school, which is an evacuation center. I escaped to here, but there's no water, no blankets, and of course it's so cold. So that night, on January the 1st, I only slept with a cushion, with his house now flat." Kobatake says he and his wife have nowhere to go. Rescue workers and canine units are searching urgently through rubble ahead of predicted bitter cold and heavy rain in what Japan's Prime Minister has called a race against time to save trapped citizens. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
According to local media, police in Japan are examining whether a crash between an airliner and a smaller plane at a Tokyo airport may involve professional negligence, as transport authorities began to investigate the dramatic incident that killed at least five on one plane, but also saw hundreds of passengers escape the other. Reuters' Diane To.
29 people made a miraculous escape from the Japan Airlines Airbus A350, which erupted into flames after colliding with a Coast Guard turboprop as the jet landed at Haneda on Tuesday evening. Only one of the six crew survived on the Bombardier-8, which was on a mission to send aid to the country's west following Monday's deadly earthquake. A Japan Safety Transport Board official told reporters on Wednesday investigators had recovered the Dash 8's flight recorder, but were not sure what data could be extracted from it.
That is Reuters' Diane To reporting. Thousands of doctors have walked off the job in Britain. The start of a six-day strike that's set to be the longest in the history of the state-funded National Health Service. Managers say tens of thousands scheduled appointments and operations will be canceled during the walkout across England and Wales by junior doctors, those in the first years of their careers. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.